have a basketball program that we all expect to compete for Big Ten and national championships year in and year out.
There's no other way to look at it. It's one of the better jobs in Big Ten.
Final four!
I didn't think you was going to be this good, but it feels good!
Welcome on in, everybody, to the boardroom. Maddie here alongside Josh, Johnny, and Sam as Illinois season comes to an end here this evening after a drubbing 77-52 final score here. I feel like I'm already getting choked up here and even just trying to introduce this podcast episode here. It's a safe space here. We're recording this almost at 11 o'clock here at night Central Time. So we've had a few hours to kind of maybe let the initial wave of emotions kind of come and go, but we figured that we've been doing these podcasts all year long and it was only fitting to do one more here as the season comes to an end. So yeah, guys, I don't really know where to start. I knew it'd be
better
a tough
than last
game.
Year we didn't record after last year.
Yeah, that's right. Let's give ourselves some credit. Let's just do last year's post-mortem right
damn
now.
Arkansas just came out firing.
Yeah.
Muscleman
yeah,
took
Matt
his shirt
Meyer
off.
Did not make a single shot.
It's like someone else.
We're already gonna.
That could be referring to a lot of people.
We're already gonna rag on the team. Yeah, look, we knew it was gonna be a tough game, and I think everyone expected it to be. We had to play our A game. We had to play a perfect game, and it doesn't take an expert to see that we didn't do that. But for the way in which we went down, that definitely hurt as well. So,
it was
just not fun. Sam, I don't know if you better words.
It was. I mean,
it's gonna be
Tyler,
tough.
I think at halftime, I was like feeling a little anxious, and I think Tyler said something like, "It's pretty much like both teams are not playing well, so like it's pretty much whoever just comes out and like." Kind of plays better and hits their stride wins. And I was like, oh, when you put it that way, like they're everyone besides what's his face, they're
playing in
DH gate Zach Edey was like 1 for 17 from the field. So I was like, oh, in that case, like ball's in our court. And then it literally the worst few minutes. I can't even remember the last time we were down 30 and then let alone. Like, thank God we weren't down and we let up a 30 nothing run because that was already like.
Oh, that doesn't
bad
matter. we'll always have 23-23. I obviously want to hear what you want to say, Johnny, but I'll say I'll always hold on to that brief moment of emotion that I remember when we tied it at 23 and I was like, all right, here we go. Game on. So I'll never get rid. I'll always remember that feeling right there before we let up 30 in a row, but that was a feeling.
We were back in that game for a hot second. It's confusing too because like this team hadn't lost by double digits the entire season, and we had seen so many times throughout the Big Ten tournament, throughout the tournament, like comebacks were in this team's wheelhouse. So I think usually when you see a team get blown out like that, like you point to this team just not having like enough heart or just not wanting it. It just seemed like we completely ran out of gas. And like this team had shown us winning 10 out of 11 there. Like they really wanted it. It's just, you're playing such a dominant team. And just like, I'd be interested to see what would have happened if we had played this team with a week of preparation as opposed to 24 hours. It feels like, yes, they're still probably going to beat us, but like it was just, it was really difficult to watch and confusing. And it sucks that it was such a wonderful season that leaves with like a not great taste in your mouth. But I think even now, 2 hours later, like we're already seeing clarity and like appreciating the season for what was, not thinking about that 30-0 run in the last 20 minutes of that game.
And that's kind of the part of, you know, I asked Tyler when we were waiting for the train, and he's like, you know, would you rather lose in the in a heartbreaking fashion, you know, buzzer beater, or would you rather get blown out? And he was talking about that because we got blown out, this is going to be the taste in people's mouth. It's such an irrational thing where it's like, this is going to be the thing that we get left on. It's like the team sucked. They didn't show up. This is Illinois basketball versus if you lose in a heartbreaking fashion, people's takes are going to be like, oh, they went wire to wire with UConn. And it's completely unfair. It's completely irrational. Regardless of how tonight ended, the story should still be the story of what this team was. But it sucks. Even at the bar, I heard people talking smack. It's like, yeah, we got blown out, but that your method of loss is irrelevant here, I think, is the point that I'm trying to make. So hopefully when the dust does settle, the final score and the way in which it went down tonight is irrelevant. And the season, you know, the season is the season, regardless of how it went down.
Yeah, I texted other people, bottle that feeling that we had like the 36 hours leading up to the game. Like that's a feeling that I need again. Like I guess like it was something else. And yeah, it feels a little bit sour now. I'm not going to be able to speak that much English the rest of the podcast because I got pretty emotional after the game. And I might get emotional while reading this, but I had a little prepared statement because I had different thoughts throughout the entire like 3 hours since the game ended that I wanted to just put in a coherent sentence. And this might not even be that coherent. But first, to you guys, I just want to say I'm very honored that I get to do this podcast with you guys because it's a lot of fun. I don't know if you guys feel the exact same way, but I enjoy coming on after every game and talking smack to other teams or just recapping a really fun night. It gets all three of us closer, but I know it's a lot of fun to do this podcast together. And then for Robert, for allowing us to do this podcast, I needed to say that. Thank you for letting us do this podcast because it's been so much fun the last 4 years. And then for everyone who listened, again, I keep saying it's so much fun, but it actually is. You guys are the best interacting with us on social media, the Illini boardroom, the board.
What's our IB podcast called again? What's our podcast called?
The Boardroom.
Okay.
The IB board Slack, everyone who talks to us, it's a lot of fun. All right. But this is one season that I'll never forget.
Wait. You didn't thank the Academy?
Oh, the Academy. I appreciate yeah. it. Letting
for that
you...
acting yeah. job that, yeah, yeah. that we're for that, that we tried to do and
everyone,
taking that charge.
No, Danny Hurley for the acting job. Okay.
There we go.
But this season obviously is one that I will never forget. It made it actually clear as why I support this university. It's not because I love one specific player at all. It's because I support every single person who bleeds and just dies for the orange and blue. And every player on the team does that. And every fan you see on social media, they care about this university so much. And that's what makes me more of a fan, because every single person and player and coach and support person, they all care so much about the university. And going to today's game, this hurts so bad. I turned my opinion on Danny Hurley. I initially said before the game, I'd die for him if he was my coach. Like, Brad Underwood's a great coach. I love Danny Hurley as much. I might have even turned during the game. I might have even tried to even maybe root for Purdue for a millisecond if they were to play each other, but I don't. I'm still rooting for UConn. But we missed our shots. There was not many shots during the game that I wanted back. We just missed so many open shots nonstop. They played unbelievably. They didn't miss many shots in that 30 to not, they didn't miss any shots in the 30 to run. But and then yeah, it was not that much fun. And the last part is, as far as the season goes, there was a poll sent out by not just our Twitter account, but every single other Twitter account during the season, before the season, when the Big Ten tournament started. Do you rather wish you won the Big Ten tourney, or do you wish you won a Sweet 16? Won in the Sweet 16, not won the Sweet 16. I screwed that up on the last podcast. Guess what? We won both. This season was so successful. This stings so much, but that's because of how successful the season is. And yeah, there was my little spiel of random thoughts that I wanted to put together.
That was awesome, Josh. Yeah, I appreciate that. I think all the other three of us could definitely echo every word that you said. Like I said, though, it is a privilege to get your heart ripped out of your throat at this point in the year, right? I would take this 100 out of 100 times in our season ending, whatever it was, five, 6 years ago before the month of March even started. You take this 100 out of 100 times without a doubt. And going back to what you said about bleeding orange and blue, I think this is what makes college fandom different from pro sports. Like, I don't have a personal connection to like any professional team that I like, the Bears or the Sox or the Bulls or the Hawks. We have that professional, that personal connection to the University of Illinois. We spent 4 years down there. Like, we paid tuition money. Like, we, our roots are planted within that university, right? Like, that's what makes college athletics so much fun and so much more special. And I think so much more emotional, because you do have that personal connection to your university from the moment in which you attend to the day in which you die. And I think that that's what makes part of this so much more painful, and every year painful.
Totally.
Is the connection that you have to your university and to our university.
Yeah, and what also makes it more painful than pro sports potentially is just like, these guys are only here for such a short amount of time. Like, it's really sad that that's the last time we're ever going to see Coleman Hawkins, or the last time we're ever going to see Marcus Domask, or the last time we're ever going to see Justin Harmon or Quincy Garrier or Terrence. Like, it's just, you have such finite opportunities, and it is such a community. Even if you didn't, let's say, attend the university, it's such like a community that you get wrapped up in, and then you support this team. So like a day like today is such a gut punch, because you know that like, we're never going to be able to see this team, or like likely next year's team is going to look completely different. You're going to get transfers, you're going to have guys transfer out, and it's going to be a different team. But it was such a fun team to support. One funny anecdote from the arena in Boston. Like, we were talking a lot to the UConn fans, a lot of back and forth at one point as we were leaving. Like, one UConn fan says to us, like, congrats on supporting a poverty program. And I laugh, because it's like, the whole point of being a fan is like unconditionally supporting a team and not just choosing to be a fair weather team. Like, congrats that your program has won 5 national championships since we've been alive. Like, cool. Like, you probably just picked this team because they were good and they've been good, and you really didn't contribute anything to that. So
I guarantee you that person has never watched a UConn football game in their life and does not associate with that program.
Exactly. Exactly. So it's like, all we have, unfortunately, shout out Joshua Matarbebe. But I think all of these losses, like, they hurt really bad, but they also like give us some battle scars, and like, you're going to reflect on them the next time we make the Final Four. We're going to think about, hey, that loss in the Elite Eight was tough. And we're also going to think about like how this team got the monkey off this program's back, and this team like set a new expectation for what success looks like. And I'm really happy for that. And like Josh said, like, it was such a pleasure being on this ride with you guys. And just the pace of a college basketball season is so much fun. Like, we played 37 games. We won 28 of them. I mean, that's 75 hours of basketball that we watch, probably more than that. And then all the time that you're thinking about it, all the time you're talking about it, like, sending each other stats on Twitter, podcasting, like all this time, it's like, it's such an enjoyable 6 months that we've been doing it. Like, now I'm starting to look at my like calendar after work, and I was like, what am I gonna do when I've like always,
Johnny, you
want to
get in the hobby, you want to do like a hobby or something this summer or something?
Should we get a hobby, some sort of skill, something that maybe doesn't make
wants
you
to
feel awful, you can't control?
My brother-in-law's getting involved in crocheting. I heard it allows you to use your hands. I don't know.
I would love, you know what, that's, maybe I'll get into that. Maybe I'll get in really good at like free throw shooting this summer. Maybe I'll try to see if that's a, is that a hobby I can get into? Is just shoot a couple hundred free throws? No. I'm not slandering, but that was a frustrating last two games to watch from the free throw line. Just will throw that out there. I mean, it's I agree with everything you say, Johnny, and I wanna do the whole like the standard has been set thing, but it's just so fucking hard to get back, right? Like, you're anything but guaranteed to get back next year. It's just so difficult to do it. We don't even know who's going to be on the team. It's such a flip of a coin when you get in the tournament, and it's so easy to say, oh, you know what, because guys, you know what, the day after we lost in 2005, sure, they said we'll be back, right? Look at this, we made it to the national championship game, Rose Bowl 2008, oh, we'll be back. And, we
Yeah.
haven't yet, right? So I want to sit
Took
here and
us
I want to say,
19 years to get back to the
right,
Super Bowl.
I want to say that we'll be back.
That post-game locker room speech after Miami. The seniors
We're
appreciate
yes. Basically,
everything.
Gross is like, yeah, thanks for contributing because we're really building something here.
Right,
Like,
right. Every
well, they didn't
program
know.
says that
Well, Gross
after
didn't
every year.
have the opportunity to see what was in store, and like he probably had heartburn, like on what was coming up next. No, Maddie didn't like that one. Okay.
Is that a Wisconsin pun?
No, double
Oh,
getting both of
more
them.
than one Wisconsin. Okay, I'm just you're talking about Gross. Sorry, it's you're
He just
we're
didn't have the opportunity to see what was in store.
I get it. Got it. Got it. Got it. Got it. It's just it's so hard to get back. So I know we're not talking about next year, but
No, never.
it's just it's you get so close, right? And
It
it hurts.
only Zupke just tweeted this, but it's like Alabama just made the Final Four, and like one of his friends probably said, like, it's nice. We have a nice basketball team this year, and they made the Final Four, and it's what the Flying Illini accomplishment.
But that's the interesting thing is it's irrelevant in the sense of that guy's not even a Bama basketball fan. So he's not even like
Yeah.
enjoying it, right? Like
It means nothing to him.
there's some
Here's
whatever guy who's never watched Duke basketball before is going to be a Duke fan for the first time in his
one of
life
the
starting
17
tomorrow.
fans that
Like
like Duke football more than Duke
it's
basketball.
irrelevant. This is why this is why we do this so that when we did make the Sweet 16 and we did make the Elite Eight, go back and listen to those podcasts, guys. That was the rawest emotion ever. We had people reaching out to us being like, that was some of the best shit you guys have ever recorded because it was raw and it's because of how we truly felt, right? So again, every time we take that next step, we will get to feel that emotion because we do give a shit, right? So great for that Bama fan that found out last week that they have a basketball team. But he'll never feel what we feel if we make the Final Four again.
I have a little bit of a bullshit spiel, and the bullshit spiel is that I don't believe in moral victories. Like, if this team made the Final Four, they would have a banner for it. They would be probably honored at halftime more often. Like, you can't replace that. However, these guys, Coleman, Quincy, everyone, earn the right to play the best possible opponent when they were playing their best possible basketball. And like, if that's in the Final Four, if that's in the Elite Eight, like it kind of is what it is. Like, congrats to I by the way, I'm just finding out Bama won. I like wasn't paying attention to the score. Like, congrats to Bama for beating North Carolina, very good team, then playing Clemson and the Elite Eight to get to the Final Four. Like, at the and I don't know, at the end of the day, it's like, how can I be upset? How can I even be upset we didn't get to the Final Four when we played the best team, playing our best basketball? If that's not enough, like it wasn't a championship meant to be.
And I think that that's probably the sentiment of how most of us feel right now. We're not like upset at the team, or we're not upset like at anyone specific. It's disappointment. I don't feel anger. I don't
No.
feel, any sort of vitriol. It's just bum. It's just a feeling of bummed out of, damn, we just did this for the last 5, 6 months. We've been on this ride, Sweet 16, Elite Eight, and it's just it's over now. That is just the feeling of being bummed out. I'm not
Yeah.
upset, or I'm not angry, and I don't think anyone's angry, right? We would have liked to see the game go far different, but no, I'm just disappointed because it was such a privilege.
No, I'm actually mad. I'm angry at the committee for screwing us over. No, I'm just kidding.
one more this season.
No,
One
like
more.
I know there's maybe a handful of people who feel like, if only we didn't have to play UConn, but like we've all said, like you're in the Elite Eight, you're gonna have to play someone really good. Yes, Sam, it would have been nice for this to be a Final Four and a banner and like another week of just like enjoying the shit out of it. But like at some point, you're gonna have to beat really
Everyone is
good
going to have to meet
teams.
their match at some
Yeah,
point.
exactly.
So,
Like
Bama,
everyone
enjoy
is gonna
your.
have to basically go through UConn. That being said, I am rooting hard against UConn the rest of the season. I hope Bama beats them, and I hope Tennessee beats Purdue tomorrow. Like, those are the two
Yeah.
teams I do not want to see win a national championship. The odds are those are the two teams that are going to play each other in the national championship. But those like the UConn fans were not very friendly at the Garden. There were a few friendly ones. There were other ones who literally like were sitting two like a row in front of the group that I was with, and they're taking pictures of us and sending it to their friends. Like, what a classy way to go out, as because you like beat these guys who flew 3.5 hours to go support the team. It was just like, it was ridiculous. And like,
why they take pictures at? like just you being sad, like, you're like
famous.
What was
yeah they're like, can I send a picture of you guys to your my friends? And we're like, no. And then they took the picture and sent it.
Slap it out of their
hands. Thanks for asking.
Yeah. Here's a little tidbit for you. So Georgie went to the Patrick School. The Patrick School is right down the street from Danny Hurley's dad, Bob Hurley, who unfortunately I do have a lot of respect for. And then Danny Hurley used to coach at their other rival. So this, I have never liked that family from the start. I'm a Patrick School Georgie ride or die guy.
One more obscure tidbit to send us into the night.
I was so confused where that was going.
The off season. One more just obscurity. Yeah, I had to. Sam had to get one in there. Yeah, sorry, John. But John, you had a fucking hell of a ride these last couple weeks, dude.
Oh my god!
Awesome. Like, you were coming home with stories. You were coming home with T-shirts. You were coming home with screen grabs and gifts. And
by the way,
hundreds
of texts. Send a picture of Johnny. He's been on TV. Like, everyone's already seen him.
Yeah.
You're a bit late on that.
Yeah.
So, you know, you are hopefully when the dust settles, Johnny, you'll have a lot of really incredible moments from these last couple trips. I know you had an awesome day in Boston, you know, yesterday. So hopefully when the dust settles, we'll all get to enjoy this, right? Even in these last few hours between, you know, the end of the game and now, I feel like I've been able to reflect, and it's gonna take time. But I hope that, you know, I hope that there's a level of rationality when we get to look back on this team, you know, when we have a nice little summer here, and that, you know, the final score doesn't dictate, you know, how we get to view this season.
And like we talked about before, like, this was a gravy game. This team accomplished so much more than our preseason expectations were. We were 25th in the AP poll. We finished second place in the Big Ten. We won the Big Ten tournament. We went to the Sweet 16, which was our goal. Everyone said we wanted make the Sweet 16. We won in the Sweet 16. We made the Elite Eight. We played the best team in the country, and we fell a little short there, but it was such a successful season. I think, like, I was talking about it with some of the guys that I went to the game with, and like, what changed our expectations? I think we didn't realize how good Marcus was going to be, and that, like, having two all Big Ten players on your roster, Coleman getting better, like, I don't know. There's so many great guys on this team. And it does feel like a mountaintop that you're going to have to climb just to get, like, as good as this team was. But you got to have confidence in Brad. Like, I don't know. Going back to the mental space that I was in after we lost that Houston game, knowing that Kofi was gone probably, and like, then seeing some of the transfers and stuff, it was like, are we ever going to have the opportunity to have a guy like an Io or Kofi? And like, I think we got to trust Brad and know he's going to be able to, like, replace guys. It may not be next year. We might not be a top 10 team next year, but got to feel confident at least that, like, while 2005, like, you had Weber coaching Bruce's guys, like, Brad has proven to us time and time again, like, he can get a top 4 team in the Big Ten. So it might take a year, it might take two, but I don't want to say we'll be back, but I think, like, this team is going to remain competitive.
That's all you could ask for, right? Again, that's all the four of us have asked for. And we got it, right? We got what we asked for this year, right? And at the end of the day, as upset as I am, as bummed as I am, I could lay my head on the pillow at night knowing that by all metrics that we had going into the season, it was really damn successful. So I don't know. Let's have a nice little summer here, boys, and enjoy it. And before you know it, it'll be time to, you know, get back into football mode, and we'll be right back into this shit, guys. We're getting older, and some nights it's harder to do the podcast. You know, we don't live together, you know, anymore. You know, we have other obligations in life, but like, we got to keep doing this podcast, guys, until we win the damn thing, right? Whether that's 1 year or another 50. And the other guys are all smiling now, and you can nod in agreement too if you feel like nodding. I would like a, you know, some nods as well. But
yes.
Like, we are doing this forever, as long as it takes, guys. As long.
Johnny's like, damn, only one more year of this.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Until we
exactly.
get this thing to the damn yes. finish line.
My CEO
guys.
Just found the podcast. Shout out, Chris.
Chris,
yeah. We got to keep doing it. He said this is dedication.
We are doing this. We are doing this. Yes, I think this is our 97th episode. So, you know, next year in season number 5, we'll.
Let me
our...
get it.
I don't know why people are still listening, but
I don't know if did this go on. I guess maybe only Maddie and I's had because we knew the number count of how many episodes that we've had. Did you have the thing that pop in your head is like, okay, so if we win today, this is 97.
Yeah,
we
Maddie
do a podcast after 98,
yep,
like sometime
yep, yep.
during the week. 99 is when we win in the final four.
Yep,
100
yep.
is the national championship.
Yep,
it ran through
thought.
My head. So four episodes next year, three episodes next year. Welcome to the season. End of the regular season. National championship.
Yeah, episode 3 next year is going to be freaking, you know, a Southern SEMO state or whatever, you know, in like first week of November. So
let's get like Brad on for episode 100.
Maybe we should get some talking to Brad this off season here, but yeah, we appreciate you guys listening. Seriously, like, we had no idea what this was going to look like when we started this a few years back, and I feel like the show took a leap this year. And that's a testament to Finley Dunn's, of course. That's a testament to all of our listeners. And I'll just add, like, if you're not, you know, a subscribed member to IlliniBoard.com, think about it, right? It's, I don't know, what's the lowest tier, guys? Like $30 a year to support Robert. You know, it funds his ability to travel the nation to cover these games, to write full time, to do this for his job. Obviously, he puts out incredible stuff, and we're all so grateful for it. So if you're not a member and you're listening and you do want to support Robert's website, consider being a subscribing member. So I will I'll plug that for our boss Bob.
Nice. A couple things before we wrap up. One, I want to ask you guys, like, as far as your own grieving processes, like, when do you start thinking about the transfer portal, and when do you start like re-engaging? Because I think it's a little easier to reintegrate into society when you're like less mad about it.
Reintegrate into society.
I don't know.
That's the perfect way to talk about it. Cause like the last 10 days, I've thought about nothing else.
Yes.
100%. Nope. I just mentioned who's listening to this podcast, so I won't say what I
work.
Yeah.
No, but very gosh, focused like, during Moorhead yeah. State.
If yeah. I wasn't working, yes. I was focusing on this.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yep. Gotta keep the shareholders happy. Don't you worry. We're good. We're cranking
a lot
out.
Of great implementation. But
what's our grieving process is your question,
yeah.
John?
Yeah, yes. What's your grieving process? And like, when do you start thinking about next year? When do you start watching college basketball again? I don't know. I think it'd be.
About this year is there's only 3 more games left. Like,
yeah, yeah. Exactly.
3 more rounds left, I guess. No, 2 more rounds, but like there's tomorrow. We have to pay attention, make sure Purdue loses. But I would say for me, my process will be, if someone asks me about next year's roster, I'll mention that this year's team does a lot to help in the transfer portal. But I have told myself, while I probably won't like actually see this in action, I told myself I need to try to get to June without like thinking, without putting a minutes numbers together. Like, I usually am just like charting minutes, like how much minutes I see each player doing. I was so wrong. I went actually back and listened to our first episode where I was like, Jarman's going to play 20 minutes a game. So that was like close to being wrong. But I said like 8 minutes a game and he played like way more than that. But I hopefully can get to June. Like I told my dad today, it's like, I won't know what next roster looks like until late June, which is just the thing with the transfer portal now. But getting back into college basketball in general, like you might not see as much activity from the Boardroom Twitter account because I won't be tweeting that much because we took an L. The long thought out tweets of thank you, Quincy Guerrier, for playing. That's coming from Johnny. Like, that's not me. But yeah, it's going to take some time. Johnny, are you wearing Illini gear to the airport tomorrow? Because I know that's your thing.
Oh, of course. Of course. That's, I'm wearing it right now on the podcast. Always got to wear it after a loss. Like, show everyone we're still here. We're still supporting the squad.
Like, I'm repping some championship merch. I know what it's like to be a winner here. I'm wearing my, my rec league championship long sleeve just to remind myself what it feels like to be a winner. Look, what I tell people is grief isn't linear, right? So you might wake up tomorrow. You might feel okay. You might not feel okay. And a week from now, you might wake up and you might feel okay and you might not feel okay. And it doesn't have to follow any sort of preceding order. So allow yourself to just kind of work through this, integrate, reintegrate at your own pace, and just know that however you feel about this loss is valid, guys. Well,
it's valid. What I was going to say is, can we end this on a happy note in some way? Maybe like everyone think of one of their favorite memories.
Sam should go first. From the season.
Before I have to hop, Terrence, steal, and slam. Because I always just like, when I picture us winning the national championship or something like that, it's just like our guy, open court, rim, flush.
The video from Finley Dunn's of seeing Maddie, Sam, and Tyler going crazy on that is one that I will watch thousands of times more in my lifetime. I will never not wake in the next few days. I'll never not wake up and try to watch that video because it's such pure and raw emotion of just a happy time where you see your friends just have that exact same feeling that you had yourself, but on TV. I'm so thankful for our friend Ross for recording that moment. He had no idea what he was recording. Turns out to be the moment of the season.
Yeah, that was pretty awesome. Just can't stop smiling watching that. And it's just like everyone's emotions are perfect. And that hug between Maddie and Tyler afterwards too, it's just like they're releasing relief. They're so happy. Like it's a perfect moment.
That was nice. That was a good moment. I think it's easy to pick a moment like that. I mean, if you want to go back, let's go back to Bragging Rights, right? Where we just, you know, boat raced Mizzou. It was like our first game at FD's where we're like, wait, this is a fun place to watch a game. That was, I think, a moment where we're like, wait, guys, we could be like really good this year. Obviously, Terrence went off that game. We just absolutely housed Mizzou. So if we want to go way back, that to me was a point in the non-con where I was like, damn, we are like a legit basketball team this year.
Yeah, that was an awesome experience. Another one that came to mind for me was that Northwestern game at home. Like, I think it might have been the first game that Terrence was out for, or the first Big Ten game. I think he was out for Fairleigh Dickinson, then this Northwestern game. We beat them by 30, and you could just tell that team is so, like, locked in and in sync and playing for each other. And it was, like, kind of a reminder, like, hey, the season's not over, despite it felt like that at the time. And just the way that team really came together, you saw how connected they were the rest of the season, but it was really fun to watch. And also just like the Big Ten tournament, we won the Big Ten tournament again. That was awesome. You beat Wisconsin. Like, that was great.
Again,
the three straight comebacks in 3 days was so much fun to watch. That was like, I don't know, we don't get too hyped about the Big Ten tournament, and then you see the teams that you don't like, you're playing them, and it's like, I want to win this thing. And that was very special to be cutting down nets, to, as Josh likes to talk about, I care about trophies, and we got another one. So that was a ton of fun.
Yeah, I think about both Saturday and Sunday at Finley Dunn's was the first two things that popped in my head of the Big Ten tournament. Those two were awesome. Maddie, you got two more amazing nights there at Dunn's, where Dunes, as I call it for everyone else.
It was so packed today. Holy shit, you could not move. Oh my God, we might have sent it a little too hard, guys. We might have to cool it on the
We
I'm
made
the
it.
Yeah, don't tell anyone about it.
Oh
Yeah,
my
it's our
God.
little secret, everyone listening.
Yeah, don't go next year. Oh my God, it was crazy.
But the Sunday night, when the bracket, before the bracket was revealed and Johnny's attitude changed 100%, like total 180. But like having that core group of people, the regulars at the bar, and just screaming, going nuts as we come back against Wisconsin, definitely a top moment. I, for the team, I think about, I know we had Tyler on, but when, I mean, I watched this, what day was when we made the Sweet 16 last Saturday with my parents and my wife, and watching Brad and Tyler embracing each other on the sideline after they make the Sweet 16, which is their obvious hump that they were like, Brad won't admit it, but like them embracing each other, seeing that on TV is something that I'll also never forget.
It was a good season, boys.
It was amazing.
A good season. It was a good season.
It was the best one we've had.
Yeah,
as
I
coherent
mean,
fans.
The bar was low, so it wasn't difficult to you know, leap over it, but we just flew over that bar. So as hard as it will be to get back next year, the standard has been set. This is Illinois basketball, right? And we deserve good things. So we appreciate everyone listening to this episode, to this season. You best believe we will catch you on the next episode.